Blog Talk Radio.
This one goes out to my little homie Brandon. Told you, I got you, my man.
A lot of pressure, man. Let's go, baby. Sophisticated gorillas is on the move tonight. VA, stand up. Come on. Come on. Come on. 100 mountain running. With guns in our hand. Barbarian, heavy metal, carrying rock band. Invested in stock, man. That's in the clock, grand. My peeps got a spot on the block of my block, fam. A jar in the pot, man. Gets you a knot, man. Like ching ching. Hot damn. Cooked it like hot ham. Gotta be smart, man. Playing your part, man. Get your feelings apart. With ice over your heart, man. Hustling ain't a game. Hustling the art, man. 50% sour, 50% smart, man. And lamest turns ain't shit sweet. Life gets cheap once plans gets brief. Be your own piece trying to treat. Acting like they ain't get their chance to eat. The politicians, they say we valid in the streets. But they the ones who put their face behind the white sheet. What holes in it? Life is a picture, baby, I posed in it. So my attitude is go get it. Cause I come from a place that's colder than a jail cell with snow in it. So I don't need your e-pill. I'm already rolling. I don't need your weed. I'm already flowing. I don't blow the white girl. I got the white girl blowing. Who needs to get used up? I'm lyrically flowing. I don't need your shine. I'm already glowing. I don't need your nine. Boy, I'm already toting. It's one last thing that you rappers should be knowing. I impregnated the game, man. She just ain't showing. My man. I'ma back off it up. Get that thing some air, yeah. No why? Cause I swam with the sharks, ran with the bulls, swung with the balls, just a hundred with the bulls. Swam with the sharks, ran with the bulls, swung with the balls, just a hundred with the wolves. I done swam with the sharks, I done ran with the bulls, I done swung with the balls, just a hundred with the wolves. I swam with the sharks, I ran with the bulls, I swung with the balls, just a hundred with the wolves. My man, I'ma back off it up. Get that thing some air. Yeah. Get that thing some air. Yeah. Hey yo, rappers try to battle me. Bitches trying to rattle me. Snakes trying to rattle me. Pretty bitches, they tackle me. It's crazy how my faculty rap for the cause. I got the realest and illest killers in back of me, y'all. And they down for whatever, no matter the weather. Nah, this ain't run house, but we tougher than leather. Our brother walk this way, lead you straight to the treasure. A pot of gold, but my road to the riches was cold. The devil had my dick in the dirt, soul in the hole. I had no pussy to hurt, no money to fold. This little bit of fame that I claimed quickly got old. These units wasn't moving, plus no hoes at my shows. But I couldn't stop rhyming, I couldn't stop grinding. Like Jack on that beanstalk, I couldn't stop climbing. Now look at the beast boy, he can't stop shining. Now look at the beast boy, he can't stop shining. My man, I'ma back off it up. Get that thing some air. I'ma back off it up. Get that thing some air. No why? Cause I swam with the sharks, ran with the bulls, flown with the vultures and hunted with the wolves. Swam with the sharks, ran with the bulls, flown with the vultures and hunted with the wolves. My man, I'ma back off it up. Get that thing some air. This ain't $1 million image, a bullshit gimmick. This real nigga lyrics for real niggas to mimic. For the love of money, my niggas is never timid. Pitching so hard, them boys should win a pennant. Oh, fake ass rapper, your whole style is rented. I'm the super of this hip hop thing, you tenant. Political MC, I can run for senate. Cause every car I drive, yo, it's presidential tenant. Slightly weak senate with some pretty women in it. That'll be down for whatever in a few 8 minutes. Come on, let's calm down the curses.
Oh, yeah. Y'all know what time it is. It's 10:05, and it's a Friday night, and on our forums. Maybe I need to get somebody to sing me a jingle or something. Because this is your host, George Beverly Jr., kicking it with you again on Sound Off Forums. So like we always do, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. We are reaching 5,000 listeners, y'all. We is doing some big things on this radio show. So tonight's ladies' night, and I'm so excited. Got a special young lady coming from calling in tonight. We're going to have a great time, and we can do it for 2 hours, however you ladies want to do it. But please call in or have questions. I got my chat room up right now. Remember, if you're in the chat room, you cannot chat unless you log in. If you are logged in as a guest, you cannot chat in. So you can't chat at all. You can't leave a comment. You have to log in or register. All right, so let me get this stuff out of the way so we can get started because I'm super excited. All right. The Baton Carriers will be putting on a Madden tournament tomorrow. That will be the Xbox and the PlayStation for both things. There will be a $100 cash prize. There will be other prizes. You don't want to miss out. It's tomorrow. Starts at noon at the Hub, 115 East Wichita Street at Wichita Falls. $10 pre-sale, $15 at the door. If you want to look on, it's $5. Let's see here. We've got, I'm just so excited to get the show started. We've got free tax prep. Don't pay to have your taxes filed. You earned it, keep it. Schedule your appointment today. Just dial 211. Free tax preparation to qualify for individuals and families with the income less than $51,000. For more information, visit ntauw.org. Or just go call in the Hub to Ms. Josie Rodriguez at area code 940-687-2355. Seniors, do you need dollars for college? You don't have time to waste. Money for college begins here. Financial aid event for parents, students, and parents Thursday, February 28th, from 5 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. Region 9 Education Service Center, located at 301 Loop 11, Wichita Falls, Texas, North Texas area. United Way will be available to help you file your taxes. Help will also be available to help you fill out and file your FAFSA, which is a free application for financial student aid, and also the TAFSA, Texas application for state financial aid. Bring your W-2s, bring your 2012 tax forms, and plus your picture ID. There will be refreshment and there will be child care provided. If you'd like to contact someone, the person to contact is Kathy Harvey, 322, area code 940-322-6928, extension 8217. Let me say that again. Area code 940-322-6928, extension 8217. Just a few more of y'all, just a few more. Employment, finance, and health. Four targets, one mission, take control. Four targeted areas for successful family and neighborhood development are education, income, employment, finances, and health. These are the areas that would enhance, have the most impact and opportunities for a thriving community. And that's also by the United Way. The program coordinator for that is Ms. Diane Morgan. The address is 115 East Wichita Street, Wichita Falls. Telephone number, area code 940-687-2355. Hours of operation is Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. Then we have Ms. Madeline Chappelle, Better Days Publishing. She does invitations, posters, programs, obituaries, flyers. business cards, etc. She's already printed out her February edition for Better Days magazines. If you like to pick them up, you can pick it up at Davenport, OB Shop, Shaw's Beauties Plus, Trez Barbershop, and you can get a digital copy from her. And if you like to email her, you can email her at havebetterdays@yahoo.com, all one word, havebetterdays@yahoo.com. If you'd like to call her, just give her a call up and see what she's doing with her business. You can give her a call at area code 940-923-4727. That's area code 940-923-4727. And if you'd like to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me at Sound Off Forums on Yahoo. You can also find, Facebook. You also can grab me up at Facebook at george.mango.904. You can also get me at Twitter, hashtag soundoff97413. You can also call into the radio show tonight at 347-989-1014. And like we always do at this time, we always do the Ephesians thing. We always do it because that's how we do it. All right? So Ephesians 6 through 13, King James Version. Not with eye service and man pleases, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With good will, doing service as to the Lord, not to man. Knowing that whatsoever doeth good things to any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether it be bond or free. As ye masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect for the person with him. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, fallen angels, against powers, against powerful fallen dark angels, against rulers of darkness in this world, against rulers of dark fallen angels of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, against spiritual wicked fallen angels in high places. Wherefore, take up unto the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil of the day, and having all done to stand. And let the church say amen. Yes, we about to kick it. We about to do it. So what I'm going to do is bring Miss Kanye to the forum. Let her introduce herself. Miss Kanye, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you tonight, George?
I'm doing awesome. I'm so glad that you called in. Do you want me to go ahead and read your intro, or are you going to just go ahead and?
You can do it. Go ahead.
You want me to do it? So you're gonna put me on the spot. All right, I'll do it. Hey, it's no big deal. No big deal at all. I just got to get it. That's why I'm kind of
calling. I got
calling.
It. Don't worry about it.
No, it's all good. I got it. It's all good. I got it. I got you, girl. Oh, Kanye is my good friend. I met her when me and my wife met her in Dallas, and she's been a great person, and we love hanging out with her. Okay, so this young lady, she's 38 years old. She's single, never been married, no children. She says my older sister and I were tradition as adults. Now we settled down a bit, taking classes towards a registered nursing degree, and will be a traveling nurse and doing missionary work after I graduate. I will try to be effective and supportive in causes of people's dreams that I believe in. I've spent most of my adult life in a relationship and have been single for about 3 years now. This is Ms. Kanye. Go ahead. You go ahead. You start off and say what you need to say. I'll just sit back and listen.
I don't know. I didn't prepare anything to say, George. What's up with that?
Oh, okay. Well, then let let me pose the question that you posed in the group that prompted me to ask you to come on the show. And it's supposed to be ladies' night, and the point of it was the ladies were supposed to call in. They're supposed to call in and just have fun. But you gave a very interesting question, and I wanted to put that out. You said that I have a question for the guys. Not that many will answer. Why say that you're a BBW admirer and then share posts or like other photo pictures of thin women? Are you really BBW admirers or just a BBW admirer until something you like better comes along? And I thought that was a very intriguing question because from what I understand, there's some men who just like women in general. That's what somebody said.
Sure, and I think that's perfectly fine. I think the issue comes in is when people say that they're only BBW admirers, and then everything they post is of model-looking women. Which, I mean, if that's what you like, I don't think there's any problem with that. I think the problem comes in when people just aren't honest.
Oh, okay. So should a person? I've read this. I've read this too. They say some women say that it's a turnoff if a man says they're attracted to women like them because of their size. What should a man? Because you know, men now may get mixed signals at this point. So what would you like a man to say to you?
I'd like a man to like me for me. It shouldn't have anything to do with my size. I'm new to the BBW world, really, in the last few years. So I don't really want to date someone who likes big women because that's a fetish they have. Because if you look at it that way, then they're going to have that fetish for. They could have that fetish for any big woman that they meet. I want someone to like me for me, and it should have nothing to do with my size or what size they think I should be. I've met friends in the BBW world that actually have gained weight because that's what the person they're with wants them to do. So I just think that there needs to be a healthy medium where, you know, you like somebody for who they are, not for what they look like, regardless of what they look like, whether they be thin or big.
So for a man like me, I've always liked big women, and I've only had one skinny girlfriend my whole entire life. I guess you can put it, I can say it like that. And if I tell a woman, I'm currently married, so I wouldn't be telling any kind of woman that. But before, I would say, you know, I'm attracted to women of your size, and immediately, they become kind of standoffish. Is that the same approach that you're referring to?
Yeah, I guess there's nothing wrong with being honest, I don't guess, and saying that. I just think up front, a woman wants to think that you like her other than something outward, which of course, you know, the initial attraction is always going to be something outward. But I think as women, we just want to think that someone likes us for us, not because of the way we look.
So you think that men who like big women are only interested in them because they feel like that it's a fetish and not a real attraction?
Before a few years ago, I would have said no to that. But I have met so many men in the last few years that really they were only with big women because it was a fetish for them. And it was a fetish for them in the dark. It was not a fetish for them in the open. They did not openly go out with big women. They did not take big women home for their family reunions or amongst their friends. It was something that was very much in the dark for them, which I think is where another problem happens. I think as long as you let someone date you like that, it's always going to be bad news for you.
Right. Okay, I got another caller, so I'm going to bring that caller on the same time with you. Is that okay?
Perfect.
Okay, caller, go ahead, say your name and where you're from, please.
George, that's me.
Who's me?
Me is Apache.
Okay. Oh, Apache.
Hey, man. How you been, man?
I'm good. I'm sorry, everybody. This is an old schoolmate of mine.
Man, what you mean, man? Huh? What's up, George, man?
What's up, man? What's up? Hey, it's good to hear your voice.
What are we talking about, George? What are we talking about here, George? What are we talking about?
We're talking about women and their relationships and how women feel about how you should approach them. And specifically, I know I'm not sure if you're attracted to big women or not, but I'm in the
big
women
community. I love women,
man. Okay, so the
I
question
love women,
is,
period.
Okay, so the question is my other guest, Kanae, she said that a man should like her for who she is and not because of her size. So as a man, how would you approach? What's that?
She is her size. She is her mind. She is her heart. She is her legs and her arms. She all that. That's what she is. And that's what you love her for, and that's what you love her for. It's too simple, man. What are we talking about, George?
do you agree with that, Kanae?
I think that if you see, he had to elaborate. It's more than my thoughts. I am my heart. I am everything about me. You know, you have to love everything about someone. If you just love someone for their size, I mean, I think that's going to fade a lot quicker than if you actually get to know someone and actually get to like them.
So the people that you refer the closet men who like big women only in the closet, is that offensive towards you?
Oh, I think it's highly offensive. I think anyone who's only going to date someone in the closet I don't think they're being true to themselves, and I know that they're not being true to the person that they're dating. And people shouldn't stand for that. It's disrespectful.
George. Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
George, where you at, man?
I'm in Texas. Where you at?
I'm in Louisiana. So tell me, George,
hey,
you in Dallas?
No, I'm in Wichita Falls, Texas.
Okay, so what y'all having a problem out there with the fellas, the big ladies?
No. It was just a question. It was just a question that was prompted. Okay, so I'm going to put all the callers online. Okay, so Kanae, you hold on for a second, Kanae.
Okay.
Hello, caller. You're calling from Oklahoma, right?
Yes, I'm calling from Oklahoma.
Go ahead, caller. Can you please say your name and where you're from?
I'm from Geronimo, Oklahoma, and my name's Nicole.
Hello. So the question.
Well,
the question.
I'm from Louisiana.
I'm originally from Lake Charles, Louisiana.
You from Lake Charles, Louisiana?
Yep.
I love Lake Charles, Louisiana. I really love Lake Charles. What street you from in Lake Charles?
We got to get back to the question. The reason why I got everybody is online is because it gives everybody an opportunity to talk about the relations aspect. And so once you get past the initial, hey, my name is blah blah blah, I like big women or blah blah blah. what would you say would be the next step in order for a man to make you feel comfortable?
I think you have to ask things about me. You have to ask what I'm interested in. Ask me about my history. Where I'm from, ask me about my family. You have to get to know me. You can't just like me for my outward appearance. That's not going to be good enough for me.
Well, that's how it's going to start.
Exactly, but if it doesn't ever grow,
hey, what
the relationship
doesn't grow. What do you like? Skinny guys? What do you like? Muscle bound boys? What you like?
No, generally I like a big handsome guy. I don't like skinny men. I don't like muscle men.
After you find out he's big and handsome, you find out he's a jerk, then what do you do?
Well, jerks come in all shapes and sizes. so I would move on.
I'm just saying, you didn't know he was a jerk when you found out he was big and handsome. So, you know what I mean? You find out, you see a lady you like, she's voluptuous, you're feeling it, you like it, you're feeling it. And then after, you know, find out she's a trip, she's tripping, you know, you move on.
I completely agree.
So, I mean,
what you're saying, though, is that there's a difference between a fetish and liking someone for something.
Oh.
Like, can have a preference and you can have a fetish.
Right, I can understand where you're coming from, because if the guy likes you but he doesn't want to walk in the mall with you, you know, hey, actions speak louder than words. You know, if he's all up in your house, in your room and all that, cooking, letting you cook for him and all that, but, you know.
Okay, that's a question.
You can't walk in the mall together. You hit.
That was a question. It says, close admirers want sex buddies, not a relationship, because they are more likely won't be seen with you because you're a big woman outside in privacy. All right, and then somebody said, is it offensive for a man to ask you your bra size and how big is your butt?
I think it's offensive. I don't think that those questions should come up in conversation at all.
Well, yeah, well, that's you personally. I know some girls love it.
I have no problem with that. They can love whatever they love. I think that how you put yourself out there is how you get treated. If you put yourself out there in a respectful manner, you'll get treated in a respectful manner. If you don't expect to get treated in a respectful manner.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Person.
So after you guys meet each other initially, you start kicking it, he takes you out on a dinner, and he says, you know, jokingly one day, so how big are your boobs? Is that respectful at the time, or is that still a no-go?
If we're at dinner, no, it's a no-go. If we're in his apartment hanging out, it could be a conversation we could have. But no, I don't think that's an appropriate question for a public place.
Okay, hold on. We got another
hold on.
We got another caller. All right, caller, can you please say your name and where you're from?
This is Katie, and I'm from the DFW area.
Okay. Hello, Katie. How you doing? All right. So have you been listening to the show?
I just started listening, and I heard about asking if it's offensive about asking bra size and butt size, and yes, that's very offensive. Why are you asking size period with someone you just met?
Okay. What about if you've been talking to him for a couple of weeks now and you're comfortable with it? Is that acceptable?
If I've been talking to him for a couple of weeks, obviously I've met them and they should know from looking at me what size I am, and if they like it, they don't need to ask me. The only reason you need to ask me my bra size is if you plan on buying me a bra.
Wow, that's
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to have a little more patience. You got to wait to see the lady. Then you can see what size she is.
Oh, okay, so right now the question is based off of Facebook. It's just so if you go and you say, oh, I think you're hot, and she's a big woman, and then you go to somebody else's page, and then she's a thinner woman, and then say, oh, you're hot.
I mean, because I like all sizes of men, so I can understand that men might like all sizes of women. And I don't want someone to like me because of my size. What if it fluctuates? So are you not going to like me if I lose weight, if you only like me when I'm big? Or are you only going to like me if I'm little and I gain weight? I don't want someone
Can I chime in on that part?
Sure.
I have loved big women ever since I can remember. I think I was 2 years old. And
I can vouch for that. I'm a witness to this.
Okay.
This is my friend from school. Me and him went to the fifth grade together, and he loved them from the jump. He loved y'all from the jump. So don't act funny with hey, George, tell me, you got a DJ name you're using?
A DJ I'm using?
No, I mean, what's your name? What's your name on the air, man?
Oh, I just go by George Beverly. That's it.
Cool, man. That's cool. You real, man. That's real.
Oh,
you real?
Oh yeah,
man.
I'm all real. I'm 100%. So let me finish my case. Let me finish my thing. So I've liked with big women all my life, and so I've always liked women that were like 250 or maybe 350 and up. And so I would say that it's kind of hard for me to be attracted to a smaller woman if my wife lost weight. So,
if your wife lost weight, would you no longer be attracted to her at all?
It would be hard.
Now you might
say that's superficial, but that's my attraction, though. You know what I mean? I would still love her. My love for her wouldn't waver. I just wouldn't be as attracted to her. And every woman I've talked to before have talked. Nicole could vouch for that.
I think that I
vouch
someone,
for it.
I want someone that wants me for my mind, just like I want a guy for their mind. I don't want a guy for his body. I want my husband his hairs.
And I will say, being married to a man that loves big women the way that George did, you were beyond. Sometimes you think that the man that loves you just for the superficial BBW side doesn't really love you for the inside. And I felt like that for years.
You got to add it all up. You got to love the personality, the size, and the conversation, and all of that adds up. If one of those happens to change, the relationship could change.
You know, the thing
and
is,
I would totally agree.
If it changes, then you change.
If you are looking for what's on the outside,
wait.
They're disfigured. Then you're gonna stop loving them because you only love them for what they look like.
Oh well, no,
like
well not if it's not your fault. If it's not your, if it's beyond you, I think George would have a little more compassion than that.
Well,
if it was disfigured or something. I think it would be. I mean, but if you went out and decided to have a surgery or something and came back home 150 pounds lighter, things have changed.
But George, can you say that BBWs are your preference or your fetish?
I have never considered a BBW to be a fetish. I have always preferred. It's like liking white women over black women or Chinese women over Italian women. It's just my preference. I prefer bigger women. That's it. You know what I mean? So if you're not attracted to black men,
have you ever figured out? Why? Like, what is it about them that you may feel like? Is it a physical feeling? Is it something going on mental about it? Is it the way they treat you? Is it their style and personality? Have you figured out anything else about it besides just that they're heavyset?
Yes, I can tell you it's hereditary. Everybody that is a male on my daddy's side has a big woman. So whether it be his wife or his fiance or his lover or whomever, all the women on my dad's side of the family that's married into the family is a BBW or big. And so, so I think it's hereditary. I don't know.
Are you saying that people preference them no matter what is around their environment? Like, where was my environment that I like African American men? You know my whole family, George. Where did that come in?
You too? Yeah.
See, I like all men. I think all men are great. Yeah, I think.
And I personally
rainbow.
Have a preference. I like African American men. I couldn't be attracted like George couldn't, or like BBW lovers couldn't. May not like skinny women. I do not like white men at all.
Well, I think my
you
preference
like white
is man. Intelligent men.
You're trying to start some shit on this show.
Is there some reason particularly that you is there something
you
went through particularly that you didn't that you don't like white men that you went through an experience or have you just always been that way your entire life?
I went through a personal experience.
Well, see, I think there's a factor that I think that that's something you have to factor in. I think that's the case with a lot of women who only date.
I think it's a shallow statement. I think it's a shallow statement because there's a white man out there that will rock her world.
See, I've never had
a
problem
with anybody. And make her change her life. She just ain't met him yet.
Hold on. We have another caller.
Don't trust yourself with a preference.
All right. Caller, can you say your name, where you're from, please?
Don from Texas.
Oh, hey, honey.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
Hey, Pat, you don't hear that's my wife.
So, Dawn, how much you weigh?
What's that? No, I was calling to comment on something that George said. George, you said that you like big women and you don't consider that you have a fetish. You do have fetishes regarding big women. You want them to lay. You want them to lay on you so you can feel their weight. You want them to sit on your face and suffocate you. That you think that's not a fetish? I'm just saying. I'm keeping it real, George. You can keep it real. I'm keeping it real. Those are fetishes.
Dawn, just like get your hand up in the air, and I'm gonna stick mine up in the air. Air high five from about 45 minutes away.
Hey, you don't have to do that on the thing with my friend. Don't do that, Dawn.
No, he's fine. He's fine. He can take it. Trust me. But no, I mean, for you to say though that you're not, that you don't have a fetish regarding big women is not true.
We love fetishes.
But we don't want to be treated like fetishes. I don't want to be treated like a fetish.
You want to be loved? Do you want to be loved?
I am loved, but why do I have to be a fetish to be loved?
Wouldn't you like to sit on your lover's face and all and do all that stuff?
He gets whatever he wants when it comes to that. But I'm just saying that he was saying that he didn't do a fetish. That is all I'm saying is that he does. So he can't throw it out there.
They might have you, George.
Okay, let me say this.
I think he maybe has a fetish for different things a woman can do.
That's what I was about to say, Kathy. Katie. That was exactly what I was about to say. I don't consider big women a fetish because that's my preference. Now, when it comes to having sex, yeah, everybody like, some people like a doggy style. Some people like to get ripped. Some people like to get ripped. But what I'm saying
George, what Dawn is saying is it has to be a fetish because if you just like women sitting on your face, it wouldn't matter what size they were.
Huh?
The fetish is that you want the weight on your face. You want the weight laying on you.
He needs the pressure. He needs pressure.
Oh, we got pressure
now,
for him, and next time
he
snaps in my leg to get off
now,
of me, I'll sit there a little longer. Dang it.
Okay, Kanye.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Kanye, so if a man on Facebook wanted to talk to you and he says, "Do you like sitting on men's face?" Would you consider that a fetish?
It would never be a conversation between me and that man because that's not how you approach somebody in a respectful manner. If I had been seeing someone for a while and they asked me if I had a problem sitting on their face, that would be a totally different conversation. But if someone just touched me on Facebook,
I like
it would be no conversation.
That's me. That's Apache. Apache like classy women that you can just talk to and don't do all that in public. See, George from a different cut. Y'all don't understand George. Y'all don't understand George. George from a whole nother cut. George like bad girls.
Shut up,
she ain't bad, and then she ain't going to make it with George. Why is y'all sweating George?
So
is this shit about George tonight, or is it about people, different people?
Hey, Dawn.
Y'all own George.
Time out. Dawn, are you a bad girl?
Dawn's not on anymore. Okay, this for my audience. This, I just want you to know that Nicole is my ex-wife. So
I got
that's the clear
that.
Area.
That's why, Apache, I grew up with y'all.
Okay, well, cool. Raise your hand if you're a bad girl.
All right, Carla, can you please say your name and where you're from?
Yeah, this is Van the Rebel from Cedar Hill, Texas.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, all right, man? Do you think that big women are sexy?
Yes.
Okay, so do you consider yourself a fetish man or do you consider yourself a preference man?
So this is an emotional topic, and Kanye, I know her pretty well, not super well, but know her pretty well. And I think what she's looking at is being treated more as a person and more as an object. Because it doesn't matter if you're big or small, trophy wife can be a trophy wife. It can be a big trophy wife or it can be a small trophy wife. But ultimately, when it all boils down to it, you got to treat that person with respect, love, and compassion. And I think that's what she's trying to differentiate between the two.
Well, Love is in the eye of the beholder. Hey, George, I want you to meet a friend of mine, L. Boogie. He wants to speak with you.
Okay,
what is this,
I got a friend. Yeah, what's up?
You know what this is, huh?
That's L.
No, I don't.
It's Alex Mitchell, your schoolmate.
Oh, Lord.
What's the deal?
Look, wait, look.
Up in there, son.
I like big girls,
listen,
too.
Where's all these Creole
love
people
me
coming from tonight? Look, hey, Katie.
It ain't about the size of what it is. You know, most big girls are more into you than they're into themselves, you know. They like you for who you are, you know. That's the thing.
George, I see you ain't been missing no meals around there either with the big girls.
You're a beautiful girl. She won't eat,
Katie,
your soup with your stick.
What? Are you a big woman?
In some people's eyes I'm big, in other people's eyes I'm not.
Okay,
that's my next question. Yeah,
that's my next question, right? Guys, listen up. So what would you consider to be a full figure woman? Is it because of your size or because of your weight?
My size.
Okay, would you mind saying what size? Because nobody knows where you live. So what's?
I wear a size 16.
Would you mind? So, okay, you're
perfect,
a size,
right?
16.
Yeah.
Oh, she's perfect.
So to me, I wouldn't consider you a big woman because you wear a
that's
size 16.
That's what I'm saying. Some people do. Some people don't.
16.
When I met my ex-wife, she was a size 18, and I thought, at that time, bring it back.
I married you at a size 18. I met you at a size like 14. I was a little girl. I was a little girl back then.
So, that's your wife?
My
ex-wife.
You got your wife
on the show, man?
Yeah, they are. Anyway.
Oh, man, y'all setting up too bad, man. I don't want no part of it.
So, Kanae,
let me ask you a question. What do you consider a big woman? Is it considered by weight or by size?
You know, I think it totally depends because everybody holds their weight differently. People are shaped
differently. Well, I like that answer.
I think if a woman considers herself a big, beautiful woman, I think that more likely than not, she's a big, beautiful woman. Because of the stigma of our society, there's not going to be someone who's a size 8, most likely, and going to say that they're a big, beautiful woman. So
okay.
I think it really depends on the woman and how she carries her weight.
All right, Nicole, what do you consider a large woman, by the size of the weight?
I actually think it's by a body type because, like, for some people, even though I am considered a BBW, I'm shaped a little different. I have, like, big bottom and big thighs and the top of me small. So a lot of BBW lovers don't consider me a BBW either. So, because I'm not big all around.
Van, what do you consider a big, beautiful woman? Is it the size or is it the weight?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It's the curvaceousness. That's right. You got some curves. Yeah. You got some handles that I can hold on to? Then, oh, yeah.
Now, if you're listening to the show, can you please turn down your volume because there's an echo in the background? Okay? So now that we got that out of the way, what I want to know is this. When you are courting a woman, you know, our generation know what courting is. When you're courting a woman, is it important to be a smooth operator or you want them to be real and stuff, but is it important for them to put everything out on the table as a man, or do you want to find out stuff later as it develops? Kanae, I ask you first.
I prefer for everything to be out on the table. I think you should know what you're getting into.
Okay. All right. Katie, what do you think?
As far as put what out on the table, I mean, there's some things I want to find out as I get to know you, but something, you know.
Okay.
All
right.
With him, man.
Say that he was in prison for burglary, right? But he's got a job. He's maintaining a job, and he had to file for bankruptcy. Now, do you think he's going to come out and say
that? No, that's something that you should find out after you get to know them, because that might be something you overlook, or it might be something that's irrelevant because you don't like them anyway.
Good answer. All right, Nicole, go ahead.
I think it depends on what it is. Like, if it's a bankruptcy, I would like to know up front. There's certain things that I aspire to do in my lifetime that a bankruptcy may hold me back from. But I think ultimately it falls to, like, I want to know how many children he has up front. You know, I want to know if there's psycho-deranged exes up front.
That's what I'd like to know up front.
All right, Van, what do you think?
Well, I mean, there's some stats that I would like to know up front. You know, is this person, you know, really single, or, you know, what's going on? Am I the side piece? You know, you want to be up front, and you want to know where the relationship's going in a direction, you know, because right now, I mean, we're all in our late 30s. We're not teenagers no more, so we're not trying to, you know, we've had our fun. So now we're trying to look at life a different aspect. We're trying to look for someone to kind of, you know, share them, you know, sunsets with, stuff like that. You know, how can we make our 401k better? Can we combine our 401ks? Do you have a house? Do I have a house? What kind of equity? It's different.
What do you think, Apache?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
What do you think?
I think I love what y'all got going on over there, man.
Okay. Well, you hang on. Hold on. I'm gonna put you on hold real quick. I gotta put him on hold, y'all. That guy is out of control. Okay, so I got two more questions. The first question is, does finances when you're starting a relationship matter? The second question is, I'll start with that question. Does finances matter? Whether does he have something or does he not have something? Kainé, go ahead.
No, it doesn't to me. I've been with a man that had nothing, and I've been with a man that had money to buy me everything I wanted. So it doesn't matter. That's not going to make you happy. The person is going to make you happy.
Katie?
I agree. I think that, you know, that finances are, if they're a problem, there's something that's going to come out as you get to know them in their relationship, and it's not something that's going to make or break things. Like, when I met my late husband, he had absolutely nothing, and when he died, he had everything. So it changed.
Okay, Nicole, go ahead.
Now, your responsibility with money is something that would come out, and that would be a problem.
Okay. Nicole, go ahead.
I think it depends. If they fell on hard times and they're having
No, I always ran my business through radio, though. So, okay. You know, I'm kind of
– You advertise through it, or?
What? I think it depends. If they fell on hard times, that's one thing, but if they've been living in their mama's basement since they graduated high school, that's another.
But that's something that would come out as you get to know them. And that would be a turnoff.
Exactly. And that's a turnoff. But that's something I would love to know in the beginning stages. Like, tell me in the first couple of weeks of us talking that you still live in your mama's basement.
Right. Okay, Van, because you have already answered this question, I'm going to skip you, but you're going to be the first one to the next question I ask.
Hey, I do not answer that question. No finance, no romance. I'll tell you the truth. I'm a dude, and I I'm bringing something to the table. You got to bring something to the table now. Come on. Yeah,
hey,
no
man,
finance.
Well,
no.
Okay, there's a question. I think it says, having supported an ex before, I want a man who is financially stable now. That was put out in the chat room. Okay, so my second question is this. If a person, male or female, cannot conceive or have children, is that a grounds for not dating them? I'm going to start with you, Van.
Well, you know, I've made a decision. I'm 38 years old, and I don't want any more kids. So I took the vasectomy done because I'm done. perspective. You know, I got two boys. They're 20 and 13 years old. They're lovely boys. I'm giving them everything they need to have a successful life. I'm good.
Okay, Nicole?
As a woman that has problems conceiving, I think I would be heartbroken if somebody judged me on the characteristics of my uterus.
Whoa, that's deep. She said characteristics. Okay, Katie?
I don't want kids, don't have kids, don't plan on having kids. So if that's a deal breaker, then they can not let the door hit their behind on the way out.
Okay, Kanye?
Well, I think there are a lot of people that have their own special reasons for either wanting them or not wanting them. So I think that's definitely something you have to talk about early in the relationship. Is it a deal breaker for me either way? No.
Okay, there's a comment in the chat room. She said, I don't want to rely on a man for my financial stability either. Life happens. If he's up and leaves or dies or whatnot, I need to know that I'm able to be okay without him. So let's say it's the beginning stages of a relationship, and you're talking every day for about 6 weeks, and all of a sudden he disappears, and he doesn't call you for 2 or 3 weeks, and then all of a sudden you get a text saying, "Baby, I miss you." What do you think about that, Kanye?
He wouldn't get a return text.
Okay. Hey, that's to the point. Simple. Katie, go ahead.
I'm with Kanye.
All right, Nicole?
Oh, he'd get a return text, but it wouldn't be nice.
All right, Van, if that happened and she was a woman and you were
you
equal.
Know what? I'm heterosexual, so I'll have to answer that question.
Okay.
Yeah, so
all right,
I'm cool.
Hey, that's cool too. All right. So, if there's say that the person that you meet is in the process of developing a company, and they need finances, and you want to see them succeed, would you dump in money to his or her company in order to get them off the ground? Kanye.
I have done that. So, yes, I would. I believe it's important to
okay.
Them if you have the capability of doing it.
Katie?
Are we married or not married?
You're not married. You're deep in a relationship, say about a year into it, maybe two.
No.
Okay. Nicole?
A year or two in, yes. At the beginning of a relationship, first couple months, no.
Van.
Boy, you're asking some Judge Judy Joe Brown stuff, man.
We keep it 100 on this show.
Yeah, but you know what? When you're talking business, me, I'm a paperwork kind of dude. We're going to do it in writing. So whatever we do, it's going to be in writing, so that way we understand what we're getting into. So, yeah, I mean, I would support them, but guess what? You have to sign the paper, so if something goes askew, then I got to have some reparations.
Okay, now this is a personal question for me. Nicole and my wife have went round and round with me around this one question before, and I don't see nothing wrong with it, but please, this is the time to tell me that I'm wrong. So,
you're wrong,
the question
George.
Is,
I have to know
what it is. John, call back in.
Oh, okay, so the question is this. Would you date somebody who has Down syndrome or a severe disorder? Van.
You know, would I? You know, I could see myself doing that. I mean, I could see myself being supportive and actually enjoying the relationship. It, yeah, I mean, it poses some challenges, but I think overall, character-wise and the quality of the relationship, if it's a good quality, healthy relationship, yeah, I could.
Nicole.
I mean, I work with special needs.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Van.
No, I was just saying I work with special needs people, and they're very very inspirational. I mean, they don't let their symptoms or their things get them down. They want to live life, and they want to participate in life, and I think that's what's inspiring to me.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Van. Nicole.
really, you're going to call on me? You know my what I'm going to say. I think that no, because I have worked with special needs before, and personally, the people that I've worked with are not on the same capacity level, especially if they were Down syndrome. Now, if your special circumstances was like bipolar or something like that, then maybe. But someone that had Down syndrome or Asperger's or something along those lines, where they can't understand things the way you could, and not necessarily any that you pointed at anyone else, just someone that didn't have a mental disability, they could be easily taken advantage of. And I think they wouldn't understand the relationship like the person that didn't have the mental disability would, and they would get hurt, A. And B, I think that it would become a childlike responsibility that the person would have. So I think in order for someone to like that type of thing, they would, I would almost think that they like children as well.
Okay. Let's see. We have a, Lord Jesus, we have a caller coming, calling in. Hold on, let me get this caller in real quick. Hello?
Hey.
Did you fall out? Did you fall off the earth?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, man, I just lost the signal. I lost my signal, man. I'm down here in the swamp.
Okay, hold on. I got another caller. Hold on, I got another caller. Hello, caller. Can you please state your name and where you're from?
Yeah, my name's Joe Montana.
How you do, Joe Montana? Okay, so the question is would you date? The question
no.
is, ladies and gentlemen,
no.
Can you please turn down your volume or your radio because it's causing feedback on the show?
Yeah, all right. Hold on. I'll fix this. Okay. I'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Okay. All right. So I think that's
what?
The guy who's a racist, so it might get a little crazy in a little bit. But anyway, so the question is would you date somebody with Down syndrome or any type of person with special needs? And that would be Apache, you're next.
I would be nice to them.
Okay, we're going to move on. Katie, you're next.
I think I probably would say, in all honesty, no.
No.
That's cold-blooded. That's no.
That's true.
Apache, the way the show works is you cannot comment on somebody else's point
That's
of view.
Okay.
You can
nobody
only...
George, you know I never did follow rules, George. You know that.
Well, then you're going to have
that's
to get kicked
point.
Off the show. Because that's the rule.
I know you're going to kick
okay.
me off. I'm used to it.
All right, Kanae, can you please go ahead and answer, please?
I don't think I could date somebody that had some kind of mental slowness because I'm very attracted to intelligent people. But depending on what other issues they had, I could maybe date somebody in the other realm of what you're talking about.
Okay. So my next question is and I know this is going to get deep because this is how my show gets. And this is the question I go round and round with my ex-wife and my wife about. Do you think that a person who is considered to be normal and a person with special needs should have a child together? I'm sorry. Do you think two special needs people could have should have children together?
Yeah.
We'll start with Kanae.
You got something
we'll start with Kanae.
I think as long as they have a support system, yeah, that's perfectly fine. I don't think there's any reason they shouldn't be able to experience the same kind of life anyone else should experience. That's why I think, I mean, I have some friends that are special needs that are married, but they're together, so they share a lot of the same life experiences, so I think that's what makes it work for them. And they don't currently have a child, but I know that they're trying to have a child. So I think I support that. As long as they have a system that can help support them.
Right, and I would totally agree with that. Katie, you're next.
I think it would depend on the special need and the support system. I think that there's some special needs people that are too special, needy, to have children.
Okay. All right, Apache, you're next.
I just believe that if you're not breaking any laws, I'm not into who should, what should be done and what shouldn't be done. If it can be done, then it can be done.
Okay.
But if they're not breaking no laws, then it can be done.
Okay, I agree. Joe, was it Joe Montana?
Yeah.
All right. What do you think about that?
No, they shouldn't. I'm not saying they shouldn't. They should be forced not to, but common sense should tell them if the probability of two special needs people producing another special needs child, they shouldn't have it. Two normal people who can't afford a normal child shouldn't have a child. That doesn't mean they should be forced to undergo sterilization, but common sense should prevail. If they can't afford a child, if they know from their emotional baggage they can't be good parents, don't bring children into this world. Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Okay, okay. Nicole, you're next.
I think the severity of their mental illness would come into play, but I know lots of people that have Down syndrome that it is not that severe, or it's moderately severe, and yes, I think they should be able to have children. Is like the other caller said, as long as they had a support system, they shouldn't have anything taken away from them that our liberties give to us as human beings.
Hold on, Joe. I think something's wrong with your connection. Because it's causing
a lot of feedback. It's going to have to stay that way because I asked you not to hang up. Because if you hang up, then I can't take care of it. So
oh, okay.
I thought
you said hang on.
Yeah,
and
I said
I'll
hang
be back
on.
I thought you said you're going to be back in 2 minutes. Okay,
yeah.
My bad. Okay, so Van, go ahead and answer the question, please.
Well, like Kanye said earlier, the support system is what's important in that situation. As far as my judgment, I mean, I think a lot of normal people shouldn't have kids. I mean, sometimes I think some people have too many damn kids. I mean, they're
oh, come
them.
On. What do you
raising
think that people have too many kids?
He's
oh, I'm
right.
Sorry, I'm not
too
comment.
Many
I'm,
people have
I'm,
kids.
I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to comment. Go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
Oh, I'm going to kick you off, George.
I know, right? All right. Listen. Listen, there's a there was a comment in the group. Somebody said that I have an adult child that has autism who is 23, and emotionally he will always be like a child, and I hate to see a grown woman messing with him. So,
amen.
I mean, that's kind of deep. This is how I feel, okay? And this is only how I feel. I feel that if a man meets a person with autism or Down syndrome and falls in love with them, then I don't see the problem of them being together, being married, and having children. That's just my opinion. Okay, so we're going to move on to
that's
the next question.
Opinion.
The question is this. If you find out the person was the person of your dreams, whether it be male, female, or whatever, and then you come to find out they are a compulsive liar, is that something to get be a deal breaker for you? Kanye, you're first.
Yes, I don't deal with liars.
Okay, Katie.
If I found out he was a liar, he'd no longer be the person of my dreams.
Ooh, that's some stuff. Apache, go ahead.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you.
Okay, President Bush, hold on. All right, Joe, what do you think?
How do you find out after you're married somebody is a compulsive liar?
No, I said when you're dating them and you thought they were the person of your dreams,
okay.
And then
yeah, oh yeah,
no,
no
you don't
yeah.
marry them. No,
no
you're
no.
still dating.
No, she's in the garbage. No.
Nicole, you're next.
I was gonna say the exact same thing as the other caller. I mean, how could it be the man of your dreams if you find out everything's lies? It's not your man of your dreams anymore.
Okay, Van, you're next.
Well, I mean, trust is a major issue in relationships. So if they're a compulsive liar and I have issues of trust with them, and if I can't trust you with my checkbook or my wallet and trust you to do the right things, then nah. I mean, I can have a long-term relationship with you, but you might be a booty call partner. That's about all.
Okay. So women, this is for the women. This is for the women. So all the men's got to hold on for a second. How do you feel about men getting your numbers to be only a booty call?
Oh, man, they ain't going
to. Well, maybe sometimes that's
Kate,
all
Nicole, you're next. Nicole?
Yes?
How do you feel about being a booty call?
Is he good?
Hey, I don't know. I'm just saying, how do you feel about being a booty call?
Is it good?
Okay, I'll pass on her. Katie, how do you feel about being a booty call?
I know up front that's what it is. I don't have a problem with it because sometimes that's all I want.
So you just want to be told up front you're a booty call?
Yeah, and then I can make the choice whether I want just a booty call from you or nothing at all.
So does he need to say that at the beginning when he gets your number, or does he need to do that towards after a couple of days y'all started talking?
When he gets my number, he needs to say, all I'm interested in is a booty call.
Wow.
And then I can decide whether that's what I want or not. If that's what I want, then here's my number. Let's go for it. And if it's not, then sorry, not interested.
George.
Yes, yes.
George, you
go
hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, because I want to comment.
Hold on, Kanye, can you answer the question, please?
He wouldn't get my number. Guys have to wait a long time to get my number. They don't wait around like that for booty calls.
Yes,
ooh,
all right.
Ooh, ooh.
Oh, hold up.
Ooh.
Somebody said something. Somebody said something in the room. I think it was pretty – somebody said just tell them up front so they can choose to participate or not. And somebody also agreed with that. And
George.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't work like that.
It don't?
It don't work like that, George.
It don't? Well, go, you explain it to me then.
Okay, this is how the booty call situation works. You meet a lady, you're checking out her physique. She's big, she's small. You're checking out everything you like about her. She's checking you out. Y'all make plans to meet. Y'all meet. Y'all end up in a private setting. You end up getting close to this lady. And the sex is great. But then you find out the situation doesn't fit for what you're looking for. Maybe you want kids, maybe she doesn't, maybe she does, maybe you don't. Things happen to where all you have left is the great sex. You have no other, in other words, you don't have much in common, so you don't do that much talking, so all you do is grinding. You know what I'm saying? All right, now you feel it. I think you're feeling me now. So the booty call thing, you can't just go in there and say, all I want to do is be a booty call, or all I want is a booty call. Because it don't quite just, you know, sometimes you're really looking for love. You're looking for something, but it's just not there. But the sex was still good. So, yeah, you know what I mean? You, at the end of the week, you know what I'm saying? You off, you want to see, you want to make a booty call.
Okay, so let me, this question is for the men. Could a booty call turn you into, could a booty call, if it's great enough, can it turn into a love situation?
Hell yeah.
Van, you're up.
Yo, you know what? I mean, I'm not trying to be rude or disrespectful to any of the women around us, but you got to keep the pee and pimping, man.
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Apache, ask the question.
The booty call can definitely become a love interest if it fits. Love has to fit like a hand in glove, man. It ain't just going to happen because the lady is a certain size, or it's going to have to fit. She's going to have that time for you, or she's going to do some things to you that you, I don't know, that just turns you all the way on or whatever, but it definitely can, man. It happens every day. People
man,
turn
you have
up
any can you have any substance from that, you know, from the good sex? I mean, what you going to do besides the sex? I mean, we're going to get older, dude. We're going to need somebody to hold our walking.
If the broad can cook and she can feed you, she can clean your clothes and raise your kids and keep them clean and put some lotion on, then hey, man, you got yourself a woman, man.
Can you refrain from calling ladies broads and stuff like that, because we're kind of trying to keep
it
clean.
I'm on Broad Street, man. I wouldn't call no lady a broad.
I know
call
what that
lady
is,
a broad,
too.
George. I'm offended.
You better stop it, you coon ass.
If he can't call people broads, you can't bring out the coon ass. That ain't fair to us, Cajuns.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I ain't
I'm
no Cajun. I'm Portuguese.
Oh, Lord.
You was Creole, Apache.
You Creole.
Okay.
My mother was raised by Creoles. She was adopted, baby. My mother was adopted by Creoles, by some Frenchmen.
Okay. Well, that brings up another question. What happens when you're in a situation? I mean, you're in a relationship and you're in an interracial relationship, and somebody says something that's a racist slur or a racial epithet towards your loved one? Do you A, get upset, B, just ignore it, C, go and punch the person's lights out? We'll start with Van. Go ahead.
Being in interracial relationships, dude, I've dealt with this type of prejudice before. I mean, my oldest son is part Filipino. My youngest son is, you know, part white, part black. So, I mean, this is something I deal with on a regular basis. And it's infuriating. It just depends on the situation. Sometimes you got to turn the other cheek. Sometimes you got to call people out and say, hey, yo, you know, that's not right, and you let them know. You know, I've cussed people out from their toes up to their head. You know, just, you know, what is the situation I was in. If I'm in a professional situation at work or in my profession, then I'll deal with it that way. But if I catch you out on the street, no, it's uncensored and unbarred because there's no reason, there's no reason for that.
Okay, Nicole?
Well, if it came to Autumn – and somebody was making racial slurs toward Autumn, I'd kill him, plain and simple.
No. I said if you were in a relationship.
Okay. If I was in a relationship, well, which I am, with an African-American man, and if we were out in public and something was said, I'd probably say something back. I'd probably, like you said, cousin from their toes to their hairline. I mean.
Okay. Apache, what you think?
You know, yeah, it's so many dependents with that, because you know me, George, it's lights out. Lights out, man.
I love you, baby. I love you. Katie, go ahead.
Well, I think that I'd stick up for my guy. I've never been in that situation to where anybody's made a comment like that to my face. But I would like to think that if it happened, I would stick up for my guy.
Okay. Kanye, what about you? Kanye, go ahead.
Oh, I would say something. I have said something in the past. I don't think there's much rational talk to someone who's prejudiced. I think their mind's already closed, so I don't think there's a whole lot of point to it. I think that violence is the way they usually want to go with it. But as far as just, you know, ignorance is bliss, let them be that way. I mean, I'll say something, but I know it's probably not going to change anything for them.
Right. Okay, next question would be, when's the right time for the person that you like to meet your kids? Kanye, start with you.
Yeah, I don't have kids, so I have no idea.
I know, but I mean, if you did have kids, per se.
I think unless you're in a committed relationship or whatever you and the person you're with considers a committed relationship, there's no reason they should meet your children. Like, I've dated guys that wanted me to meet their kids, like, on the second or third date. You should meet my kids. No, I shouldn't meet your kid. It doesn't make any sense to bring someone into a child's life if they're not going to be there for a long term.
Katie?
I don't know. I lived with a guy for 2 years and never met his kid, so.
Well, hey, great answer. Okay. Apache. Apache.
I mean, once two people agree they're in a monogamous relationship, is the word monogamous?
Yeah.
Then I think the kids gonna have to come into play. The kids will have to come into play.
No way.
Okay, well, hold on. Before I get to you, Nicole, there's a comment. It says, not early, late after the relationship is stable and serious. It's hard on kids. They get attached, and all too often kids use as bait, and it's sad. Okay, Nicole, go ahead.
I think it's the vibe that you get from the person. There's people that I've dated that I would have never in my life introduced my daughter to, but there's people that I have dated that I introduced to her within the first 2 weeks because it was the vibe that the person gave off.
Okay, Van, go ahead.
I would say after breakfast. Actually, I've been placed in that situation. There was a young lady I met. I mean, I didn't know her that well. And I met her daughter, and her daughter looked at me and said, "What do I call you?" I said, "You can call me Van." You know? Yeah, because, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to be rude to ladies. I'm not, you know, just this player from the Himalayas. But, you know, I wasn't really planning just hanging out there that long. You know, she was someone that, you know, we could just kick it with and have a good time. But I wasn't looking at getting serious. So it was a little soon, in my opinion. So it's when you feel that the time is right.
Okay, so I'm going to put in my two cents real quick. I'm going to bring it back to the racial thing real quick. When I was going out with my ex-wife, well, she's my girlfriend back then, when I was in high school, we were hanging out at the high school, and I just got out of walking the track or running the track, and I'm hanging out at my car, and a policeman comes by, and he circles around and comes into the parking lot, and he comes and he says, he didn't talk to me, he talked to Nicole. He said, "Excuse me, does your mom know where you are?
Do your parents know where you are?"
And it was like such a shocking question. Like, the police officer would ask her, "Is she okay? And does her parents know where she are and where she is?" And I'm like, "Ain't this a so?" Racism comes in all kinds of shapes and packets. So I couldn't necessarily punch the lights out, you know, the police lights out, because of course I go to jail. But
you could have bonded out.
hey, I was in high school, but anyway, so I didn't have sign off forms back then. Okay,
but
so
the weirdest thing about that happening is that, remember, it was a white cop and a black cop, and the black cop stood to the back and never said anything. It was the white cop that confronted us, which made the racism vibe of it even weirder.
Yeah, it was crazy. So
cops are a race. Cops are, there's no such thing as black and white with cops. Cops are cops.
Yeah.
They're all together.
They're blue.
So when's a good time for the man that you're dating to meet your parents? Van.
Well, I don't date men, but when's a good time for the lady to meet my parents? I'm a knucklehead. I mean, I've introduced ladies to my parents that, you know, I couldn't remember their names. So I've been embarrassed. You know, just because I do an intro don't mean that you're going to get the last name. I mean, it's just something that's something in there, and either we run into my mom or I need to go get some cash from my mom. So, yeah.
Right. All right, Nicole?
I go back to the same thing I said about the kids. It depends on the vibe of the person. If, for instance, I brought a guy to church. My mother goes to the same church that I go to. It was kind of hard to be like, "Well, Mom, you don't see that person over there."
Okay, Apache?
It all depends on the mom, bro. It depends on the mom or the dad, because I can bring hookers to my mom.
Katie, can I get
check my man. All right, dog.
I don't have a problem with people meeting my parents. You know, they're grown people. They can take care of themselves, so... But I wouldn't probably bring someone home to meet them unless I was serious.
Okay. Sorry, Connie, I apologize.
They don't sit here. They'd have
no
to go
worries.
With a trip.
I'm sorry, Connie. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, but it's no worries. I've been on my own since 21, so it hasn't been a worry. I hadn't had to worry about it.
Okay. I just want to let you know up front. I apologize.
No worries,
Okay. So another weird question. I'm throwing out these weird questions. What happens if in the middle of your relationship you've been dating them for this person, he or she, for a long while, and all of a sudden one day they decide, not decide, but they feel that they want to be with the opposite sex? Is that something to break up your relationship with, or would you try to talk them out of it? Kanye.
Okay, I'm in a relationship with a woman, it's completely fine. If I'm in a relationship with a man, it'll be over.
Okay. Wow. I'm sorry, Katie?
I don't really want to be with a guy that wants to be with a guy. I don't have guy parts.
Oh, that's cold.
Okay. What about you, Apache?
What about me, man? What about me?
If your girl decided she wanted to be a lesbian.
Hey man, let me tell you something, man. I'm getting divorced, man. I'm not a square no more, you know what I'm saying? My girl want a girl, we gonna get some girls. You feel me? That's just where I'm at right now. Now you'd have talked to me last year. If you'd have asked me this last year, I'd have been like, I'm not into that. I don't need them kind of problems. This year, I got two girls with me right now. You wanna say hello?
Hello, how y'all doing? Okay. Nicole. Nicole, go ahead.
I think it would be over.
Okay. Van.
Well, you know, if it's a dude, that's a hard one, and Kanye kinda got me off guard by her response. And I was like, whoa. Now, you know, if I'm in a relationship with this person and they want to have a same-sex relationship, what it does, it brings jealousy into the relationship because, you know, you have this feeling kind of deep down like, man, hold on, they're not getting enough out of me and now they got to have somebody else. But when you're talking of sexual addictions and lust and things of that nature, if we're both going to be lustful, then I don't know, man. That's a firecracker in your hand that's lit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you some personal questions right now. What happened?
Like that wasn't already.
No. Not personal enough. What happens? What happens if you're talking to a guy, you meet him, and then on the night that you meet him, he wants to borrow your car, or the woman that you're with, they want to borrow your car. Van, would you let them borrow your car?
And hell no. No. You don't think crackheads borrow my car? No. And first of all, I don't like meeting some women that don't have rides. That is a pet peeve of mine. You don't have no ride. I'm like, hey, I work just like you do. You should be able to have a ride. I don't know, man. That's a turnoff for me if you don't have no ride. Yeah.
Nicole.
Van is my new best friend. That's the same thing I was thinking. If I got to have a ride, you have to have a ride. And if you ask me to borrow my ride, I'm going to run over you with my ride.
Apache, what do you say? We already know about it. Patrick, let him do it.
Man, I just feel bad because I don't have a ride. I met the girl yesterday, and I'm in her car. And I wouldn't let nobody do it to me. You can't take my car that I work for and pay for, but it's cold-blooded because I expect her to let me use her car.
You out of control, dude. Katie, what you think?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not letting my car out.
If you met me, you would.
Cut.
I wouldn't be with you then.
Kanye, would you let somebody use your car?
No, not on the first night I meet them. No.
Second night.
Okay, well, let me get to the real meats and the potatoes for all you animal lovers out there. If he had a cat or a dog, and you had a cat or a dog, and you were allergic to the dog or the cat, is that a deal breaker? Kanye?
No, it's not. I'm allergic to cats, but it's not a deal breaker.
Katie?
I'd take allergy shots.
What about
cats and dogs.
What about the sex is bad?
What?
Oh, no, you know, that'd be the next question. Apache, go ahead.
Oh, I've broken deals for less than that, bro.
All right, Nicole, go ahead.
I love how you said it was the meat and potatoes, but the questions keep getting easier, and I don't think that would be a problem.
Oh, okay, they get easier? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what about Van? Go ahead.
Oh, well, I mean, as far as deal breaker, you know, it could be.
Okay, what about if the person y'all have been talking for a few months and stuff, and you just said, you know what, you decided in your head we're gonna do it tonight, and then the sex is bad. Is that a deal breaker, Van?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I mean, if we're being honest, yeah. Sorry.
All right, Nicole.
I don't think so, because you have to realize the first time you sleep with somebody, especially if you've been talking to them for a while, it could be very nerve-wracking. So it may not be bad because they're badly skilled in sex. It may be the fact that they were just very nervous.
I'm not going to even ask Apache, but go ahead, Apache.
What you want to know? What you want to know, George? You want to know if
I want to know? I want to know if the sex. I want to know if the sex is bad the first time you have sex with them. Is that a deal breaker?
No, I think we need to figure out what bad sex is.
That was my next question.
Oh,
but,
well, let's move on to the next question.
No, I still got people to answer. Katie, can you answer the question, please?
If the sex is bad, is that a deal breaker? I think I'd give it a second chance.
Okay.
At the same time, it's bad, maybe not.
Okay. All right, we got a comment. Actually, a question. What if – it's a question for you guys online. It says, what if you are in a relationship for a long time and then something causes the sex to end or cause changes due to health, et cetera, there has to be more in the relationship than just sex, even though sex is important. So that would be – let me ask you this question right. What do you consider to be bad sex, Kanae?
I think if there's just not a connection. If there's not a connection, the sex is going to be bad. That's why you should get to know someone before you have sex.
So what do you mean by connection? Is it who in and howling and scouring and – or, you know, because they say, oh,
no,
baby, it's
not
good.
Not everybody's into hooting and hollering, so no, I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think it has to do with the connection between the two people. If there's not a connection more than of sex, at least for me, speaking for myself, then the sex is not going to be good. So, I mean, I understand everybody's different, but for me, if there's not a connection beyond sex, then the sex isn't going to be any good anyway.
All right, Katie.
What's the question again?
The question is what's bad sex to you?
Someone that's very selfish and bad.
Ooh, what? Can you elaborate on that?
Yes.
Someone that's always thinking, when someone's having sex with me, they need to be thinking about me. And if I'm thinking about them, then we're both going to be happy. But if they're only thinking about them, they don't give a shit about me. Why be in my bed?
So you're saying if it lasts 2 seconds and he gets off and you don't get to get off, then that's a deal breaker.
That's pretty bad sex.
That's bad sex.
That's bad sex. Yeah. Okay. So what about you, Apache?
What
do you consider bad sex? If it's dry.
Bad sex is dry. It's dry. Yeah. Dry sex is bad sex.
Wow.
You got to keep it hot and sweaty and, you know, moist and all that. And let me tell you something. If you messing with a man that is not aiming to please you like she just said, that is true. A man should follow the leader. She should go first, and then you should follow. If you're not doing that, then you're in trouble, partner. You're going to get dumped.
Oh, man, this is a modern-day Casanova here we got right here.
Yeah, well come on, George.
Hey, Apache, what about if the woman don't like to get sweaty?
Well, then that's to be some bad sex. I mean, she don't have to be sweaty, but she definitely can't be dry. She can't be dry, if you know what I mean. She can't be dry, George. You got to be into it. A woman is not into you. If your woman is not into you and she just wants your money, like at them little clubs and all that, then the sex won't be good. You will regret that. But if you have a woman that's into you, she likes you from your personality, she likes you, and she's into you, she is not going to be dry.
Mm. Nicole, what do you think? What's bad sex?
I think, again, it goes back to the connection. I think if you don't have some type of connection before you hop in bed with somebody, it's going to be bad sex. As well as now, let me explain this correctly, but you don't want a dictator either, and someone that's just barking orders the whole time. Telling you what to do sexually is nice, but having someone bark orders the whole time is a turnoff.
Ooh.
Dan.
Bark, bark. Nah. Well, basically, But seriously, though, to be serious about everything, intimacy and sex is two different things for me. Intimacy is a connection. It's a bonding situation. And if we're done and we both fall asleep, then I've done my job.
Amen.
Oh, so you're saying if the woman doesn't fall asleep, then you didn't do your job.
That's right. If she's not tired,
so if you put in a hard day work of laying the pipe on the plumbing, and she's backed up, then you did your job.
Well, let me tell you this, George. I got my sex education from Richard Pryor, and Richard Pryor
okay, go
said,
ahead.
If she don't fall asleep when you're done, then you got some more fucking to do.
Yeah. Oh, dang, that's good. Instant.
Yeah,
okay,
that's from the
group. Okay, so this is another question. If the person does not like giving oral, is that a deal breaker, Van?
Yes. Oh, yeah, man. Do they still make people like that? There's people walking this earth. No way.
Yes.
That is a deal breaker. Peace out. I'll be getting up the door.
Nicole.
Megan, I didn't hear the question.
The question is if the person does not do oral, is that a deal breaker?
No. But it has to be mutual. So if they're not going to do it, they have to accept the fact that I'm not going to either. It has to be mutual.
So you're not going to go ahead and just do it?
Not if they're not going to return.
Okay. All right. Apache, what you think?
Oh, it's not that's not much of a deal breaker. I like nice girls, so but the only thing only problem is I'm gonna cheat on her.
All right, Katie.
I don't know if it's necessarily a deal breaker, but he's definitely gonna have to do something more.
What is there more to do? Suck on your toes?
Maybe. He's going to do something.
Maybe.
Well,
it's going to have to be a discussion between the two of us. I mean, it's not going to...
All right, what about you, Kanye?
No, it's not a deal breaker. Because if they don't like to do it, you don't want them to do it because it's not going to be any good anyway.
Right.
Okay. All right, so I got this question. If your person that you like and you started talking to them and you catch them jacking off or fingering themselves and watching porn, is that worth an argument, Kanye?
No, I say join in.
Yes! Katie, what do you think?
I think it's the same thing, join in.
Apache, what do you think?
Hey, man, let me tell you something. The lady used to encourage me to masturbate for her, but I think I was jealous of the dildo. I hated to see this woman using a dildo when I felt like I could have been doing that shit. You know, I did not like that shit, Joy. I'm just gonna be honest. I don't like no woman fucking around with no dildo in front of me. I don't know. That's disrespectful to me. But she encouraged me. She always wanted me to play with myself in front of her, and I wasn't. You know, I'm a little shy when it comes to that.
All right, Nicole. Nicole, what do you think?
I think for personal reasons between you and I, I'm going to leave this one alone.
Okay. Well, then, Van.
Basically, is if the person is obsessed with it and it makes you feel like you're not good enough, then that's one thing. If it was occasional, it wouldn't bother me.
Listen, Dawn, don't be up here talking about a man, Nicole.
Thank you, Dawn. If it is an obsession and it's a constant thing that you have to do, then we don't feel like we're adequate enough for you. If you do it every now and then because we're having our monthly or we're not in the mood or we want to join in, that's another. But if you are constantly doing it.
Wait. Can we not air out all our dirty laundry on the air? You know, millions of people go tuning into this show. We don't work for tech. We're going to work on testimonials next
week. Sound off. I'm just sounding off.
Yes, yes, it is. It is sound off. Van, go ahead. Jesus.
All right, George. I mean, as far as the habitualness of it, actually, I encourage masturbation in my relationships because masturbation allows you
to... You said that you encourage masturbation in a relationship?
I encourage masturbation, and the reason why I encourage it and I promote it in the relationship, that means we're at a certain healthy level with each other where I can see the things that pleasure you. And then those are things that I might do to you. And it's something that turns me on. It's something that's very erotic. It's something very intimate. And something very personal because guess what? The stuff I'm telling you is the stuff that happens in the privacy of my bedroom or the motel room or wherever I'm at. These are things that I don't share with just the general public. And these are high levels of intimacy for me. And if I feel comfortable with that person, then that's something I would like for us to enjoy together.
Okay. That's a good answer. Do you think, okay, this is for everybody, okay? I'm not going to generalize the question. Do you think having sex in the back of your car or your truck is disrespectful? Kanye?
No, I don't. I think you have to, I think it adds spice to your life. I mean, it has to be an adventure if you're in a relationship.
Okay, hold on. My wife said, can I say what I want? It's called sound off. She said I'm fired because I can't comment on other people's comments. Got it. Okay. So go ahead, Katie.
Just pull him out.
Katie, go ahead, Katie. What do you think?
I think that two people can have sex wherever they want.
Apache, you got a light or some mattress there?
Apache, we on a live radio show. You can't be talking about matches in the background.
Did you want me to
borrow this name? I'm going to skip Apache. I got a comment in the room from Ginger. She says, it's not disrespectful,
man,
but I think.
I'm having sex in my car right now.
Man, but I think I am too old to for seat belts. I'm sorry, for back seats. I said seat belts. Sorry. She said back seats. Okay, so, Nicole, what do you think? Back seat of your car, your truck, you think that's disrespectful?
No, it's erotic. It's nice.
Okay, Van.
Well, you know, I'm kind of torn between the question because I felt like, you know, that was something I did when I was, you know, much younger. But I just heard Nicole's response, and I'm thinking, you know, I've done it as I've been older, too, and it has been an erotic situation, meaning that there was danger. You know, we're out in the public. You know, we're rocking. And, you know, what happens if we get busted? You know, I mean, it sent me a rush. So, I mean, I kind of like it. I dig it.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and chime in. When I was in high school, I used to drive out to the backwoods where they used to burn crosses out there. The Klan used to burn crosses out there because that's where my girlfriend lived at the time. And we had sex out there, and it was very dangerous because to know that there was a cross sitting right there next to the car that was burnt. it was definitely good. Now, did my mama like it when she found out about it? Hell no, because Her mom called my mom because she was sneaking out her window. But, you know, that's what happened. But anyway.
That was pre-me. Just make sure that was pre-me. That was way before.
Yeah. Okay. So now that we throw that in there. Okay. So what happens if you're dating this person and the person passes away while you're talking to them? Do you think that would emotionally scar you from dating for a while, or could you get over that? Start with Van.
Yeah, definitely. No one's ever the same, you know, after a situation like that. So, yeah, you'd be a different person, and things would be, you know, you'd get them a little healthy life, but, yeah, you're not going to be the same person. So, yeah, that's pretty tough, yeah.
All right, Nicole?
I think that, like Van said, I think that that would be a life-changing event that would scar you for a while. I think even if you were able to get in a relationship very soon, it's still something that would mess with your emotions and mind in the relationship that you were in.
Oh, thank you. Patrick?
Oh man, you would really have to go through that situation, George. I don't think any of us would know exactly what we would do. We would know what we would like to do and have some class. Some of us would like to have more class than others, and some of us know that we would not be able to resist the sexual temptation to go out and get others. But at the same time, you really don't know what you would do, man. Some people flip out so bad after they lose somebody, it makes no sense. Some people stay on track and give it a little time and find another relationship and get into it. So I really don't have an answer for that question because I hope I never have to go through something like that.
Okay, Katie?
I am a widow.
Okay.
So, yes, I know that what it's like, and I know that you do move on, and you do get, I mean, it's hard, but you do move on.
And I'm sure you're encouraged.
My wife was a widower as well, so my condolences to you, and God bless you. Kanae, what do you think?
I think it's something that I think it's something I could move on from, but I think it's something that definitely would make me step back and think about the next relationship I got into, because I mean nobody's guaranteed tomorrow, so I think that's something you have to keep in mind if you really care about somebody. I think it's important to tell them.
Okay. Next question: when should the female pay for the meal? Kanae.
I think whenever she wants to. I think if it's agreed upon, you know, maybe an every other date thing. If you're dating a couple of times a week, that's an expensive habit for somebody. I don't think it's fair to just expect a man to pay for all the dates. I'm a very liberal woman. I don't need to date a man that pays for every date we go on.
Katie?
I agree with what Kanae said. It's, you know, when you're in a relationship, you take turns, and you share the burden of dating.
Awesome. Apache?
Oh, I got two different views on that, man. I mean, if you got a couple that's together and the man is out of work and he doesn't have any money, then the lady's going to have to pay for it. Me, personally, if I can't afford to pay for the lady's meal, I don't want her.
And that's because what? Because you feel less of a man.
I can't pay for her meal and I can't support her, because that's just the type of fella I am. I like to take care of my woman. If I don't have the money to take care of her, I don't want her. She can move around. That's just me.
Oh,
you know how you broke up with her
all
day? It's not you. It's not you.
I have a question for you. I have a question for you. So if you're with your woman and you can afford her and everything, and you're dating, and then you get married and you can't no longer afford her, are you going to divorce her?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. Wow. Pinocchio, his nose is long.
I cut her loose. I cut her loose, man.
All right, Nicole, go ahead.
I'm a little old-fashioned in the fact that I think the first date should be paid for by the man, but after that I think it's fair game. Right now I'm in a relationship where he comes and travels and he pays for the hotel. So I try to pick up as many meals as I can because he has to pay for gas and hotel.
Well, we know what you're doing.
Hey, George, can I reiterate?
Wait, hold on, Patrick Van.
Well, you know what? You know, when you pay for a meal, there's a lot of pressure on that paid for a meal. If I'm a man paying for a meal, I don't want the woman to feel like pressured and having sex with me. So what I like to do personally, and I've given this advice to many of my buddies, I like to kind of cook for her. So that way it's a little bit more intimate. There's no pressure. And if I get a good night kiss, yeah, if not, then no big deal. I ain't lost nothing. So to pay for a meal, as you start dating and things progress, it's a 50-50 kind of deal. And if I'm paying all the time, then that's the person that's kind of used, and I'm going to cut them loose.
What about if she's afraid to go to your house? I mean, not that she's afraid of you. Not that she's afraid of you, but she just...
Oh, she's
she
afraid.
Feel
she's definitely afraid.
She's doing it well.
Oh, definitely afraid. Okay.
Well, not
afraid.
Okay, Ginger had made a comment, so I'm going to go ahead and read her comment real quick, and then Apache, you can chime in after this. She says, but in a long-term dating situation, it isn't fair to put all the financial burden on a man. But you do have to consider your significant other feelings as well. And she says, if the man feels less for it, then you don't want to make him feel that way. And then Connie said, I think whoever does the inviting should at least offer to pay. And I agree with that. Okay, go ahead, Patchy.
The thing about that, man, if you're married, see, if you're just dating, that's one thing, but if you're married, man, look, her money is hers. It don't matter who's paying for it if you're in a marriage. But if you're just dating and you're courting a lady or whatever like that, they have a name for that because I don't like my woman driving for me. I don't like her to drive. I don't like her to take out trash. I don't think she has to pump gas. That's just the things where if I can't do that, if I can't get the car, put the gas in the car, keep the car clean for her, then if I can't take care of her, she might as well move around. You know what I'm saying? If I ain't got the money or the time for the lady, then I don't need the lady. I don't know what they got a name for this. What they call it?
Yeah, it's called chivalry. It's called chivalry, and that was
okay,
my next
question.
Okay, well,
that shit ain't dead, man.
This is my question.
Man.
Do you ladies think that a man should have some type of old fashioned values like chivalry? Kanye.
Yes, I think it's an attractive quality. But it needs to be genuine and not some line they're playing.
Oh. So how do you know if it's a line? If they do it the first night and they don't do it any time by the after that?
Let me answer that. Time tells if it's a line or not.
You don't continue something if it's not part of who you really are.
All right, Katie.
Let me answer that.
Wait, hold on. I'm coming to you, Katie.
I like chivalry.
But do you expect it? Do you expect it as a woman? Do you expect it?
Expect a man to be chivalrous?
Yes.
If he's going to date me, yeah.
Okay. All right, Apache, go ahead.
You know, that the chivalry is dead after you have had sex with that man and he doesn't do that chivalrous stuff no more. You know what I mean? That's when you know. When he'd have been all up in your bedroom and they, you know, all that, and then you start seeing slacking off. With some people, it's natural. Like she's saying, it's natural. You know what I mean? It's just a feeling you get. You don't want to see a woman doing some things. You know, even though women do everything now, and I respect that. I love the independent women that are able to do everything but allows a man to be chivalristic. That's a player right there. See, that chick that allows that man to be his chivalristic self, she's a player, and I like her. Sign her up.
Nicole.
I think that I expect a man to be chivalrous just like he expects me to be a lady. And if you expect me to be a lady, then I want to be treated like one. So I want my doors open. I want my chairs pulled out.
All right, Van.
I got to piggyback on her. It's a two-way street. You know, if a lady's a lady and a man's a man, then I think, relationships are about equity, you know, and equity meaning that you're both sharing the load and it's not lopsided. When it's lopsided, then that's when you got some problems in your relationship. You got one person working real hard at it, another one just don't give a damn, then that's when it's not a healthy situation.
Okay. So what happens if you go to church and the person that you dating doesn't go to church? Is that a deal breaker? Or the person that you don't go to church and the person that you meet and you're starting to date goes to church? Is that a deal breaker, Van?
School, man. You know what? I'm a person. I like to watch football from cities, so I don't go to church. I'm not an agnostic. I'm not an atheist, nothing like that. I'm very spiritual. I just don't go to church. And I've been in relationships where the women love to go to church, and I've gone to church with them, and I told them, hey, I'm not going to go all the time, but I'll go with you on special occasions, like Mother's Day, Easter, Christmas, stuff like that. It's not a deal breaker for me.
All right, Nicole.
Yes, it's a massive deal breaker.
Man, introduce yourself.
Okay. Apache, go ahead.
Apache, Nicole, are you Catholic?
Am I what?
Are you Catholic?
No, I'm Apostolic Pentecostal.
Oh, okay.
All right, so I can tell
you. For a relationship, yes, it's a deal breaker.
Okay, Kane?
Yes, I am Catholic.
Kane?
No, it's not a deal breaker for me. As long as you're spiritual and you know that there's, you know that there's greater things in the universe than yourself, I'm usually okay with that.
All right, Apache, go ahead.
What you want to know if the relationship religion is a deal breaker?
Yes.
If I can't understand your religion, then yeah, it's gonna be a deal breaker.
Okay.
If I can understand your religion, then we cool. That's chance, man.
Ginger says it may not be a deal breaker, but it is a cause for problems if you are in a different religion, different religious level. And then someone else says, I think traditional values are important. Okay, so.
Can I ask a question real quick, George?
Go ahead. We need some privacy. Somebody needs privacy.
Dan, why did you ask if I was Catholic? Would that make a difference if the woman that you were dating was Catholic?
No, it's just there's a term that's used in church called unequally yoked, and that does, spirituality does affect a relationship because it can cause undue stress and things of that nature. So it's pretty, different religions, have different, faiths and different beliefs. And I don't know, I was just kind of curious. It was just a personal curiosity that I had. Yeah.
Okay.
But I did hear someone say they were Catholic. Was that you, Kanye, or who was that?
No,
that
was Katie.
That was Katie. Apache, you have to tell the people in the background to be quiet, or I'm going to have to cut you off, man. Okay,
what time the show over, George? What time the show over, George?
It's going to be over in 8 minutes.
All right, man, hold on, man. 8 more minutes, man. Let me do my show, man. Chill out, man. Y'all chill out, man. Y'all chill out.
Okay.
Let me do my show, man. 8 minutes, man. Dougie Chris is your own.
Hey, y'all, do y'all notice he said his show?
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay, so this is the question. So you found out that your significant other has a lot of money, and then he says that he was like a Bell's bondsman, or he was a banker, and you found out that he sold drugs, or the woman was a stripper. Is that a deal breaker?
Kinda. I can't hear you. No, it's not a deal breaker. How someone earns their living is up to them. If they go to jail, that's up to them.
Good answer, Katie.
What's the question again?
The question is if the person says that he's a banker or a Bell's bondsman and he has a lot of money, and then you find out that he is a drug dealer, is that a deal breaker?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to be with him when he goes to jail, because then I don't want to go either.
Right. What about you, Nicole?
Yes. I mean, I have a child and a reputation to uphold, so... I also don't want to go to jail with them.
Okay, what about you, Van?
Well, I'm too pretty to go to jail. It's definitely a deal breaker for me.
Apache, what about you?
What you mean? Is she a criminal?
Yeah, is she a criminal?
No, I can't fool with no criminals, man. That's a no-no.
Okay, so this is kind of one that's way out there. I'm gonna give you a couple ones that's way out there. You start dating this person, and then they're nice and all that stuff, and then you find out later down the road that they are a prince or a princess. Is that a deal breaker because they lied to you and they didn't tell you up front, Van?
Well, man, you've been watching some Eddie Murphy movies again. I would love to have a princess come in my life. Shoot, yeah, man, I hate you.
All right, Nicole.
You ain't lying. You know.
Can you clarify if I've been with him for a couple of years or if it's brand new?
It's brand new. It's been a couple of months. And then he just couldn't hold back no longer, and he just decided to tell you.
It, It would depend how deep my feelings were. I think that would be taking on a lot of responsibility to be like, if they were an heir to a throne of, let's just say, Zamunda, since he threw out an Eddie Murphy movie.
Not Zamunda.
Bark like a dog, a big dog. I think that if I was in love with this person, then it wouldn't matter if they were a prince or a pauper, you know?
Okay. All right, Katie?
It would depend on how much paparazzi were around them, because I wouldn't want to be in the middle of all that paparazzi and public eye stuff.
All right, what about you, Kanye?
Yeah, I'm with Katie on this one. I don't want the attention, so it would depend on how famous they were, if it was some small place no one had ever heard of.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Sound Off Farm. I appreciate and love tonight's chat with the people online and also the people in the chat room and the people that are listening and who haven't called in. So all my callers, I'm going to go ahead and end it. It's the last four of the minutes that I'm going to get put in my closing in. So I appreciate everybody that called in. Please tune in tomorrow and next week. We're going to have some more great shows. And feel free to call in anytime you want to leave a comment on my Facebook page, okay?
All right, thank you, George.
All right, y'all have a good night.
Thanks, George.
Y'all have a good night. God bless y'all. Thank you.
Bye.
The show's not over, everybody. The show's not over, everybody. I'm just going to – we got four more minutes left, and I want to thank everybody for coming out on the forums. And I wanted to do something special for my father. Today's my dad's birthday. His name is George Beverly Jr. George Beverly Sr. He passed away on his birthday. It was a really hard time for me today, but I thank my wife and my family for supporting me. And so I'm going to close the rest of the night out with a song that I want to play tribute to him. So I thank y'all. Y'all can stick around in the chat room, but next time you hear me, you should be sounding off. God bless.
Yesterday we used to rock the show. I laced the track, you locked the flow. So far from hanging on the block of dough. Notorious, they got to know that. Life ain't always what it seemed to be. Words can't express what you mean to me. Even though you're gone, we still a team. Through your family, I'll fulfill your dreams. In the future, can't wait to see if you open up the gates for me. Reminisce some time, the night they took my friend. Try to black it out, but it plays again. When it's real, feeling's hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half a breath. I know you're still living your life after death. Shop for new clothes and kicks. You and me taking flicks.